I'm just telling you, women don't go without sex like that. So this whole thing of, oh, we didn't have sex for 2 years and we're in a relationship. No. Either one of two things is happening. One, she look in that drawer next to her bed and it's going to be full of all kinds of debaucherous toys. Or two, she's getting her back blown out by Pookie or Tyrone or Chad, somebody. All right? And don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because that is a lie. A lie from the pits of hell. Never believe that crap. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to discuss what men should know about women. Now, you might say, well, Austin, I've seen it. I've been through a marriage. I've been through a divorce. I've been in a relationship. I know what women want. I know what they want. What would you as a single guy know? Or what would you as someone who hasn't been married or any other excuse we could come up with, how would I know about dating relationships? Well, my friends, you ask a very good question. And the reason I think we need to discuss this is because a lot of men are not encouraged to go out there and play the field. They're not encouraged to go out there and experience different kinds of women so they can understand what the women want, what they're looking for, and by extension, know how to avoid the pitfalls that come with relationships. Because, gentlemen, let's make no mistake about it. We as men are susceptible to the games that women play, the reindeer games, the coochie games, whatever you want to call them. We as men are designed to want sex, in plain English. I'm not trying to be vulgar, I'm just telling you what it is. Women, we naturally have a desire to want. Now, women, they deceive you into thinking that they don't want this. But women learn at a very young age exactly how to manipulate the man to get what they want using sex. I'm not a huge South Park guy, but one of my favorite lines from South Park is from Chef, who's one of the best characters in the show. Chef loves to sing about women. If you've ever watched South Park, whenever the kids ask him a question about chicks, he always ends up singing about it, and his singing voice is actually pretty good. But one of my favorite lines from Chef is when he's talking about prostitutes, and he's like, prostitute is like any other woman. They all want something for sex, and they trade that something for sex, and they do it well. And I think that that can summarize up a lot of women. And a lot of people, they get the game messed up. They fall for the Mickey Mouse, red, you know, blue pill, garbage, matrix crap. That, oh, all you gotta do is be nice to women. All you gotta do is treat them right. All the stuff you get to your mom, your auntie, your grandma told you to do when it came to women. They told you that that was how you win. And they were actually half right. They weren't fully wrong. Why would I say that? Well, they were right in the sense if you wanted to be a beta in a relationship. See, here's the word people get the game messed up. And we'll get into the videos in just a second. But I really want to hit this point home because I learned this the hard way. And I really hope that you gentlemen, if you haven't already learned this lesson the hard way, you can learn it the easy way. See, the problem is, a lot of men, they think that married men are winners. When number one, a lot of married men get divorced, that's right off top. But second, a lot of married men are not actually that masculine. You ever wonder why a lot of married men are overweight, they're balding, they don't have a strong sense of self and confidence? You ever wonder why that is? Oh, I'll tell you why it is. It's because they have been so cucked out, in plain English, in their relationship that they've gone from being the leader to being the yes, dear, yes, honey, whatever you want, darling type of man. And if you're wondering what I'm drinking Guinness because I'm an Irish guy. But that's neither here nor there. It just sounded really good, so I decided to get some before the show. But my friends, when your mom, your grandma, your auntie, whoever told you about how to get women, they told you how to be that beta cuck provider guy, which you should never want to be that guy. Never. I don't care if you're in a marriage or not, but that's what a lot of married men fall into. But you don't have to take my word for it. Let's go to this video by this so-called dating expert older woman. Look at this. Oh, man. I'm not going to comment too much on her appearance because, I mean, she looks like Skeletor. Oh, no. But I'll leave it at that. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, you guys. Today I thought it might be fun for me to cover some common words and phrases that women use when they say they're looking for certain men, okay? Because I think the men might misinterpret what the women mean.
Oh, we might misinterpret it. Oh, boy. Hey, gentlemen, before we hear these tips, please leave in the comments below. What do you think she's going to say? And then you tell me what you heard versus what she said. Let's play a game of what did you hear versus what did she actually say. I'll, don't worry. I'll give you my translation, but don't cheat. Don't cheat now. I want you to talk about it in the comments or to yourself first. Let's get it.
And I've been called the women whisperer, and I've been called the man whisperer.
The the what? Oh, my. Hell no.
Oh, hell no.
The woman whisperer? Ma'am. Oh, God damn it. This is going to be a good show, y'all.
Because I see both sides. So let's talk about it, guys. I'm going to talk about three things.
Oh, she's a professional matchmaker. I haven't seen a ring on the finger yet. Maybe it's there, but I haven't seen it.
That I think you might misunderstand.
Mm.
Okay, number one is when a woman says she's looking for a man who is generous. 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 What does that mean?
What do you think that means, gentlemen? I'll tell you what I think. Generous. In other words, he has money and he spends it on me. In other words, he tricks on me. Cast your votes below. Please let me know. What do you think it means when women say they want a generous man? What do you think? Before she gives us her bird brain answer, what do you think she means? Let's continue.
Well, she doesn't always mean what you think she means.
Oh.
And to be honest, sometimes it could mean one thing, sometimes it could be another.
What is it?
I've had the privilege to be behind the scenes, so when I see a woman put that on the...
Well, what is it already? Tell me the answer, damn it! What's the answer?
...profile, I'm able to ask her, what exactly do you mean by
what
generous?
What is it?
And her answer may surprise you.
What is it?
A lot of times, women just mean they want a man to be generous with his time.
Thank you for being so dumb.
That's the worst thing you could have possibly said. Gentlemen, do not fall for these time vacuums. Your time is your most valuable asset you will ever have. Listen to me carefully. Your time is your best asset you will ever have. So do not for a second fall for this. Oh, I'm not a gold digger. I just want your time and to feel special. No! Never fall for that crap. Never. Never. It's the worst trap ever. You're off to a bad start, man. This is terrible advice. Let's continue.
Generous with his helping other people. Generous in terms of his actions. It doesn't always mean that she wants her bills paid.
That's actually the most straightforward and easiest answer is with the money, by the way. I know when we're young, me as a young guy, trust me, I understand the argument of, oh, Austin, I have more time than I have money. No, money is how you avoid the bullshit. Money is how you avoid the garbage, the drama, the bullshit. That's why you use money, because it avoids the extra disgusting add-ons you don't want to deal with. Let's continue with this so-called dating expert.
It does not. Number two, funny.
Oh, boy.
Don't women always say they want a guy who's funny?
Yes, they do. Gentlemen, we said the same thing. Okay, you told me what you wanted for generous. What do you think she means by she wants a guy who's funny? Let me know your answer.
They do not mean that they want the jokey guy. The jokey guy routine gets really old really fast, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
No, they want a guy who has a good sense of humor. Just like you guys probably want a woman who has a good sense of humor.
Isn't that what you just said that wasn't the answer? Wait, what? Oh my, what? Ma'am.
You lied to me.
This is so bad. Speaking of bad, my hair is not that great right now either. Whatever. Continue.
Meaning, not too serious. Not too serious about life. Likes to laugh.
Ma'am, any man who's remotely successful is going to be taking life seriously. I don't know where this malarkey came from that, oh, don't take life seriously, just have serious money in the bank. Why, you expect me to be goofing off and acting like a total jamoke while at the same time having big boy stacks? What? This is Mr. Impossible, man. What are we talking about? Am I supposed to be a billionaire's kid or something?
Can laugh at her jokes. Can laugh at them.
Women are not funny, by the way. I have yet to meet a woman who's actually funny. Tell me if I'm being discriminatory, but I don't think women are very funny.
Elves. Lighthearted. That's really what it means. All right, last but not least, this is a very popular...
I'm going to pour more beer.
...word that people are using, women are using these days. They want a man who makes them feel safe. I've asked ladies, so what do you mean by that? Because I do think it means different things to different women.
Gentlemen, we're 2 out of 3. You gave me the first 2. What's the third one? What do you think she means by women want a guy who makes them feel safe? Let me know.
But in a nutshell, when she says she wants a man to make her feel safe, it means she doesn't want to have to question whether she's even in a relationship with him. She doesn't.
Oh, she told on herself. Yo, that's what Chad does. She just outed herself for being a Chad chaser. That's what Chad and Tyrone and Pookie and Ray Ray do. They give them that insecurity, that competition anxiety. Gentlemen, she just gave you a big key. You want to be out here in these streets? You want to be out here getting the women? Do the exact opposite of what she just said. You're welcome.
Doesn't want to have to question his feelings for her.
Nah.
She wants a man who makes her feel secure about the relationship, a man who can be counted on, and a man who never makes her question who she is as a woman.
Gentlemen, you remember like 5 minutes ago when I was talking about how your mom, your auntie, your grandma taught you how to be a complete beta cuck? Yeah, whatever she just said, this woman right here, do the opposite if you want success with women. Do the exact opposite. Now, if you're married, well, I'm sorry, but you kind of have to do what she just said or you get to go to divorce court. So, but if you're not married and you want to see success with women, do the exact opposite of what she just said.
Okay. So, those are the 3 things I've interpreted for you today, and I hope it helps. And
ma'am, go back. I'm looking for a ring, and I don't see one on that finger. Anybody see a ring on the left ring finger? No, me neither.
Okay, so
how can you be a relationship expert as an old bat with no marriage experience, gentlemen? If you want to ever listen to a woman's relationship experience, I need to see a ring. I need to see that you've been married for over 5 years. No, scratch it. Make it 10, because most marriages don't last 7. 10 years of marriage and a ring. That's the prerequisite for me listening to you for relationship advice if you're a woman. Period, end of story. Let's go to the next clip. Gentlemen, what do you think? Were your guesses pretty spot on? Were they off? But don't worry, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. So that was a secular perspective. Now let's get to the religious dating. This should be good. Buckle your seatbelts, boys. This is going to be a good ride.
It's starting to feel like the only advice people give their Christian couples in dating seasons is to just practice abstinence, and I'm kind of tired of...
No, they tell that to reformed skeezers, but go ahead.
No one actually giving you an example of what a dating Christian relationship should look like. So I'm going to clear some things up as someone who went to Luke...
Wait, what does it say? Oh, what does that say? It says, hey, I just went into your hardest challenge as a Christian video. Wait, oh, okay, she got a DM. Abstination, blah, 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 Christ-centered relationship. Okay, cool. All right, what does she have to say?
To On Fire for Jesus with my boyfriend of 2 years. First thing that all godly dating relationships have is the insight that you are God's child and so is your boyfriend. Your job is to see your partner the way God sees them, his child.
This is a bunch of gobbledygook. Basically say that, hey, you know what? We're all children of God. Yeah, that's really nice. What does that have to actually deal out practically? Nothing. This is not good advice.
When me and my boyfriend had this revelation after a couple weeks of prayer, we started sending each other like baby photos and like toddler photos of us.
Gentlemen, here's what I need you to understand, okay? Women will leverage this point against you in a Christian relationship, so-called Christian relationship. They will leverage the fact that you should not be getting that punani from them. You know what they're not going to tell you? That there was no no-fault divorce, number one. There was no feminism, number two. And she couldn't divorce you, number three. Oh, they left that part out, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, and they got married at ages 13 to 18 in Levitican law, which she forgot to mention. I doubt she'll mention it. But you see, they'll leverage the part where they gain by leveraging sex against you as a man. But they'll totally leave out the part where you as a man were supposed to be protected and making sure that your investment actually paid off. They left that part out. They usually leave that part out because we can't let men win. What? No, 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 we can't do that. No, 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 no.
And, like, we started talking about our childhood more. And it really implores us to start treating each other like we are God's children. It increases the respect that we have when we talk to each other. Not that that was a problem, but you wouldn't believe how loving and kind our arguments are now.
Well, in other words, he just does whatever I tell him to do. And if I get mad, I'll play gaslighting games with him until he gives me what I want. He tells me I'm right. Uh-huh. Okay, I read you loud and clear.
It's going to help you with the last thing, but it's not.
Oh, in other words, it'll help keep your dirty man on a leash. Okay, great, thanks. Well, I go out there and have sex with Pookie behind his back.
Just about that. Seeing each other as God's children is going to help you see that person literally as their highest form of value.
Gentlemen, I'm going to pause this right here. I didn't plan to tell you the story until later, but I'm going to tell you the story right quick. Recently, I hooked up with this chick. As I told you, I'm not some pinnacle of some paragon of virtue, all right? I'm not. I'm just a guy, okay? I'm a guy like everybody else. I hooked up with this chick, and I'm not going to get too graphic and vulgar because I value my channel, and it already is being throttled enough as it is, but let me tell you something. She was married for 5 years before she got divorced and before I met her. She told me she only had sex with her husband 7 times in their last year of marriage, and I made that woman bush, shout out to Steph is cold. I made that woman bush 3 times. And she was like, I have never been like that before. She hadn't been with a shark before. Now, I'm not here to tell you I'm some like masculine dude. Put that butt down. No, I'm not saying none of that. I'm just telling you, women don't go without sex like that. So this whole thing of, oh, we didn't have sex for 2 years and we're in a relationship. No. Either one of two things is happening. One, she look in that drawer next to her bed and it's going to be full of all kinds of debaucherous toys. Or two, she's getting her back blown out by Pookie or Tyrone or Chad, somebody. All right? And don't let anybody tell you otherwise because that is a lie. A lie from the pits of hell. Never believe that crap.
The next thing that godly Christian couples should be doing is praying for each other and with each other. You should be praying for your person alone, and you should be praying with your person. What I do in my relationship that works just fine is we always pray before meals, and we always pray on the phone together.
Gentlemen, do not ever forsake this. Oh, she's so nice, and she's such a good-looking Christian woman. She must be so innocent. The innocent women, they'll never tell you that because you're a good guy and you'll judge them for it. Let's continue.
At night, either on FaceTime or just on the phone, we never skip that. And I'm constantly praying for him, and he's constantly praying for me. We will even ask each other, like, hey, is there anything that you want me to pray for you about? Because we know each other the most out of anyone else on this entire planet. The third thing that godly relationships do, especially dating couples, is reading the Bible together.
This is so disingenuous, guys. This guy is probably a nice guy, a good man, who's getting the wool pulled over his eyes, and he is getting the shear. He's getting the clam shearing every part of his masculinity and throwing it in the garbage can. This is why I do this show. For guys like this boyfriend she's talking about, who's getting absolutely neutered by this woman and by his church. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. Where is the other half of the coin? Where you're not supposed to be out here being a skeezer. Tell me your history. Tell me your past. Tell me what you've been doing. Tell me your sexual imprint. Nothing! No one said anything about that yet. Oh, she's not a virgin. Never let anybody tell you that they out here being virgins. No. Don't fall for that crap. Oh, I know you don't want to believe that. I totally understand that. I was there, bro. I was there. Trust me when I tell you. I grew up in the church. I grew up thinking, no, there are some women who do that. Yeah, but not like all of them. All right, man. Sorry, bro.
You lied to me.
That's how it be. And I know you're thinking,
what?
I can't be right, can I? Sorry, man. Go out there and give it a test drive. If you think I'm lying, please go to the comment section. Ask the guys who love this channel, who support this show, who agree with this message, who have been through the ringer, who know and have the receipts. You ask them if I'm lying. Please, go and ask them right now if you think I'm lying to you. Yeah, let's continue.
This is so important because you're supposed to be getting closer to God, and that is how you're supposed to get closer to your person. Even in marriage, that's how it works. So right now, you should be doing these same things and setting up these habits that are going to serve you later in life. And there is literally nothing better than reading the Bible with your boyfriend. Read the Bible with them, go to church with them, spend time in God's word with your...
Yeah, please just go and make sure you have everybody looking over the guy's shoulder, but not over yours, because there's this misnomer, especially in the church, that... Oh, women, they don't, like, have problems, or if they did, it's in the past. They don't have, like, sexual inclinations. They don't have imprints. They don't have desires. No. Those are only those heathen women outside the church. Inside the church, no, we don't have any of that.
That's what they tell you, but it's totally false.
A lot of the women you'll meet in church, either they were in the church, grew up in the church, went to college, became complete 304 skeezers and came back, or they were 304 skeezers and then they came to the church. Look, if people were trying to actually change their lives, I'm not talking really about you. If you're honest, if you're lying, then I'm talking about you. And not mentioning it and forgetting to talk about it is lying, and you're part of the problem. Let's continue.
Person. There are even dating devotionals that you can do. Right now, I'm doing hashtag Stay Married by Michelle Peterson.
It's such a
good devotional. It's for both dating couples and like newly engaged or married couples.
So
but each chapter talks about a different aspect of godly relationships and gives you questions to ask with your partner and verses to back up what she's talking about.
I have not yet heard, be honest about your past as a woman. Let him know what he has to deal with in regards to sexual imprints, kinks, fantasies, nothing. I have yet to hear anything about how you're going to be honest with him so he knows what he's getting into. I have yet to hear anything about that. That's very important. She's leaving that part out.
And there are tons more like it. And that one is free on Kindle Unlimited, which is why I use it, but it's free. And it's awesome, and it's so good, and we're loving it, and we're on week like 3 or 4, I think. Okay, last but not least, and this is the most important.
Oh.
You and your boyfriend are practicing for marriage, not pretending you're married. There is a difference between practicing marriage and pretending marriage.
I'm getting a migraine. Is that normal? Y'all like getting a headache listening to this shit? Trust me, this is my first beer. I'm not drunk. Let me tell you something right now. This is painful. This is so bad. This is painful to watch. You know why? I grew up with women like this. I grew up around them, making it seem like I was some damn dirty dog because I was born with a schmendrick between my legs and I was the problem. Meanwhile, they were out here nuns of superior virtue. No, gentlemen. Never let a woman tell you, oh, don't listen to that Austin guy. Don't listen to that Andrew Tate guy. Don't listen to those guys. They're bitter and hurt. They don't know what they're talking about. They have traumatic issues. No, gentlemen, don't let them gaslight you. Again, I encourage you, anybody who's still listening and hasn't turned the show off because they can't take it anymore and disagrees with this message and my critique, please go in the comment section and ask anybody in here if I'm lying, I'm making this crap up. They'll tell you the stories. They told me the stories. They'll tell you the stories. I'm not making this up. There are a lot more guys who agree with me than you can imagine, because we are the silent majority in your church. You don't know we're there, but we there. Oh, yeah. We there, we here, we see everything. Because why? Because we're not trying to get with those chicks. We know who they are. We know about these fake Rahabs you got in the church. We know about these fake Ruths you got in the church who want to pretend like they're looking for a Boaz when they had their back blown out by a Pookie last night at the bar at 2 a.m. that they didn't tell you. They put some mascara on, they did their hair, and they came into church with a sundress and cowboy boots, and you're like, oh, look at that nice, good, fine church girl. I wish I had nice legs. A nice, innocent, wonderful woman like that. Meanwhile, she's still leaking from Pookie from the night before, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not making this up. Please, you think I'm lying? Please, ask other guys in this chat right now. They'll tell you I ain't making this up. See, gentlemen, here's the problem. It's so easy to gaslight dudes today. I'm halfway through this video, and people would probably have you think then that I'm lying to you. No, my friends. Look, the unsubscribe or dislike button or report channel button is right down there if you think I'm lying to you. If you think I'm making this up and I'm lying, I encourage you, please go. Click the unsubscribe. Click the dislike button. Click the report channel button. I don't give a damn. I don't care. I'm speaking the truth. I speak in the truth that married men don't want to tell you, blue pill guys don't want to tell you, and church leaders won't tell you because it doesn't benefit them from a career or a professional financial standpoint to tell you what I'm telling you right now. And don't think I'm running out of alcohol or anything else, dude. I am never been more alert, more headstrong in my entire life. I don't ever want you to think that you are being deceived. If you think you're being deceived, you're welcome to leave. This whole channel is built off of being honest and telling you the truths of the people who are exploiting you, using you, and putting you down so they can use you and take from you. Like this woman right here who's using her boyfriend as a meal ticket, in my estimation.
You are not married. Understand that he is not your spiritual leader yet.
Only God can judge me, translation.
Understand that you are not in charge of making a home for him yet. Understand.
Oh, in other words, I don't have to put in any actual effort. I'll just put in minimal effort.
That all of the biblical duties that is discussed between a husband and a wife do not apply to you.
So in other words, he has to fulfill his end of the bargain, but she ain't got to do a damn thing. Oh, okay, I hear you loud and clear, ma'am. Continue.
But you can practice certain things that will help you strengthen that bond down the line. You should be talking about when you're going to get married. Marriage is the end goal for all Christian couples.
It should not be, and I'll tell you why. Because marriage in the Old Testament and New Testament is not the marriage of modern-day America. Gentlemen, in case anybody here is misinformed, there's a verse in the New Testament by Paul, I believe it's in Colossians or Galatians, where he says that husbands, love your wives the same way that Christ loved the church. All women love to quote that verse, but they won't tell you the context. You know why? Because in that culture of that time, the women were treated like slaves. They were beaten, treated like muck and garbage, and nobody cared about it. It was normal. So it was countercultural to love your wife in those days. Today, if you even raise your voice to your wife, you already know it's 911. It's game over. Everything is designed to protect her, and nothing is designed to protect you. You have no protection. Zero. You have teachers getting with underage boys and going to prison, getting pregnant by those underage boys, coming out of prison, the boy hits 18 and billing him for child support. Not making this up. So you want to sit here and tell me that we as men have protection out here? No, we don't. Oh, no, we don't.
Thank you for being so dumb.
Don't fall for that garbage. This is why I talk about it on the show. Because marriage is not the marriage of the New or Old Testament. Marriage is much different. It's the same word translated, but it's not the same institution, not the same dynamics, not the same roles, nothing. How are you going to lead as a man if you can't even try to do so without being called a misogynist or an abuser or anything else under the sun? How is that possible? Answer, it's not.
Should know that with your person. Have open communication about your goals, standards, timeline, and needs as people.
Yeah, in other words, tell me how I can exploit you and manipulate you, okay?
The Bible covers a lot of things that a wife should be and a lot of things that a husband should be. However, every couple is different. So if you spend a lot of time now understanding what your person is going to want, that will set up your marriage to be so beautiful and so fruitful in ways that you wouldn't have if you weren't talking about these things.
In other words, how can I get him to do what I want and classify it as we're just different?
There are things that you guys should be doing now in your dating relationship that is going to help you when you are married, and that is beautiful and perfectly fine and even encouraged. However, don't hear me be like, oh, practice marriage. Okay, let's move in together. No. Girl, no.
No, because she's going to be, oh my, we can't like give the guy what he wants. No. No, no, that goes against, that doesn't benefit me. No, we can't do that.
Understand that while you're not married yet, you're supposed to move towards that track and honor each other in those ways. Anyways, I love you. Thank you so much for your requests. I love answering requests, but I also love talking about godly dating because...
Thank you for giving me completely horrible garbage advice that I then had to interpret for the boys. I appreciate that very much. Gentlemen, do you think I was lying about anything that I just said in my critique of this woman's video? Again, I don't know her personally. She could be a nice woman. I don't know. But what I do know is she was lying to you, manipulating her boyfriend in my estimation, and basically telling men to line up like cows for a milking and be happy and proud about it. And I'm gonna say absolutely hell no, I won't go.
Oh, hell no!
Would you take that deal? Let me know. See, my friends, this is why we're talking about this today. This is why we're talking about what men must know about women. They are trying to get what they want from you. And at the end of the day, you must understand female nature. You must understand the importance of listening to them like I listened to this woman's video. And I interpreted what she said, what she meant, versus what she said. You have to be able to do that as well. Because if you can't do that, you're going to have the wool pulled over your eyes, and you're going to have to end up... Oh, shoot. I missed that one. Oh, and I haven't always been able to do this. I learned it through listening. You know, understand that a lot of women, they love dominant men, but they will not teach you as a man to be dominant. They teach you to be a sub. They teach you to be weak. And they only tend to like dominant men. Understand that truth right now. Gentlemen, we gotta broaden our horizons, man. We gotta stop listening to these Mickey Mouse-ass people trying to tell us how to be betas when we're trying to live that alpha lifestyle, that sigma lifestyle. Be different. Be leaders, both of ourselves and then eventually of others. My friends, if you have anything you want to add, anything you want to debate me on, anything you want, go ahead. The comment section is open. If you like the video, you know what to do. You've been on YouTube long enough. Share this with somebody who needs to hear this, who needs this tough medicine, who wouldn't find the show normally, who needs this tough medicine and needs to hear this. Maybe that guy, that girl's boyfriend, if you know that guy, send it to him. Let him see what's going on out here in these streets, man. And in 10 years, you can look back and say, dang, that guy Austin was right. Anyways, my friends, take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. I'm out. Take care. Peace.